This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is the 24th of October, 2008. What an awesome day to be living in the earth. The apostles of old, the prophets of old, the servants of God long to see these things, the scriptures being fulfilled as the failure of humanity to lead and govern their own affairs without God is coming to a close. And the wonderful righteous rule of God Almighty is coming forth with King Jesus Christ, the one that loved us much when we were without strength, full of sin and iniquity. He died for us. He died for the sins of the world. And this is the gospel of the kingdom of God that is being heralded and proclaimed through the world, even at this very moment. God bless the saints of God, the holy ones, the set apart ones that love the Lord, that love Jesus Christ, and love the brethren. And not only the brethren, but we are called to be like the Father himself, loving the just and the unjust, to be kind and loving, that we would shine as lights in a dark and corrupt world. And the Spirit of the Lord is encouraging his people, strengthening his people with courage, that your strength fail not in these days, but that you be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and be encouraging others that are weak in the faith, and calling people out of this world that are full of sin, that they may be redeemed and reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. God is righteous, God is just. And he loved man, and he gave man the dominion of the earth to rule. And he gave us the word of God, the scripture, and the Holy Spirit, grace, faith, all the things that we needed that we could have walked with the Lord. But God has been declaring the end from the beginning, what would take place, and it's coming forth. And right before our eyes, it's on the news. People are talking about it. But yet, the wicked and those that are not enlightened by the word of God still really don't quite perceive, don't really understand how time is passing away. And you want to call on the Lord now while he's near and forsake your wicked ways and repent before the Lord and be serving him now in the eternal kingdom. Because the kingdom of God is wherever true submission to Jesus Christ truly is. Submit to the Lord. Make him your Lord. Don't just say, Lord, Lord. Or don't just pretend to be serving God, but truly serve the Lord, and you'll be blessed in these days. I was just reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26. You know, it talks about Judah. It talks about the land in this text. But we understand that we do not have a continuing city, it says in Hebrews. But we're seeking one to come. And we're to come outside the camp and bear the reproach of Jesus Christ and be serving the Lord. But listen to this text in Isaiah chapter 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation, which keeps the truth, may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now listen. For he brings down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he lays it low. He lays it low, even to the ground. He brings it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright, thou dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to your name and to the remembrance of thee. And with my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. This is what we're seeing come to pass. And as we read the book of Revelation, which is a revelation that the Father gave Jesus, and Jesus signified it by his angel, and his angel gave it to John, and it was to be distributed, and we have it in the Bible. Judgments upon judgments upon judgments. The seals of the Lord are loosed by Jesus Christ. And God is seeking repentance and the fear of the Lord in the earth. And you will see the gross, wicked rebellion that has ever been as men band together, both religious and secular and political, against the Lord and against his Messiah, the Christ. And they choose a man, an antichrist, and instead of Christ. And the wrath of God will be poured out in the earth. But you can hide in the Lord, and this is the good news. You can either be righteous or you can be wicked. Verse 10 of Isaiah 26. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. There's a distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those that humbly serve the Lord in obedience and those that harden themselves in rebellion. And they will see the glory of the Lord coming, and they will literally hide from the glory of God and his majesty, hiding in the rocks and the clefts of the rocks and the jagged rocks and the holes of the earth from the fear of the Lord when he manifests himself. The Lord is working in his people. We're co-laborers. That's the thing. You may feel weak today. You may feel hopeless today, but in Jesus Christ, you do have hope and you do have strength. And the Lord will work his works in you. This is a new day. O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of your name. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nations, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draws near the time of her delivery is in pain and cries out in her pain, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. We've been with child, we've been in pain, we have as it were brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. This is talking about the resurrection of God's righteous people in the earth. Verse 20. Come, my people, enter thou into your chambers and shut your doors about thee. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. That's Isaiah chapter 26. God is judging. He's garmented himself in a cloak of vengeance, and he will repay. And this is written in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs unto me, I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Judgments are in the land. Judgments will increase in vehemence and power of the Lord. And this is the opportunity, if you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, to tell people the truth, that this is judgment of God. This is not nature or acts of nature, but this is the judgment hand of God, because God is loving and kind and men have rebelled against him and refused him, particularly the United States of America. For the most part, has forsaken the living God and hewn out cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot even contain water, when God is a fountain of living water. Wonderful Father, wonderful God, and this nation, for the most part, worships mammon, worships money, worships self-interest, serves the most base imaginations of the mind, and that is being judged, and it is crumbling and falling away. So you can tell people to serve the Lord. Jesus outlined these days for us in the scripture, and that he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. And he described it. They were eating and drinking and building and planning, buying and selling and marrying and giving in marriage. And for the most part, the people do not perceive the severity of the judgment of God. And they will comfort each other falsely and feignedly in imagination. Noah is a chief example for us, because that is a catastrophic judgment of God in the beginning, in the book of Genesis. And God flooded the earth with an unprecedented act and eradicated the earth's population because they were wicked against the Lord. But Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and he was an obedient man, and God had spoke to him and warned him what was coming. And Noah obeyed God and moved with fear and prepared that ark to the saving of his family. We need to learn from Noah. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And this is what God has called his people to right now. We are to be proclaiming righteousness. We are to be proclaiming the truth of the Lord, not just prognosticating events and timelines, not be just talking about catastrophes and events of judgment. That is not the message. Surely these things will come, but the message is repent. Believe on the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and fear God. Give him the glory that's due his name. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2 and following. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and the damnation slumbers not. Listen. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to Sheol, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in them the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. And he delivered just Lot, that was troubled with the filthy behavior of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. The Lord knows how to keep him that is righteous unto himself. And the Lord knows how to keep the wicked perfectly into the snare of judgment that is at hand. And this is the time to fear the Lord, because this is surely coming to pass. Surely, verily, it is coming to pass. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.